This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our Policy Thursday, we head to our nation's capital and visit with Chris Galen, the Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation. And Chris, we're hearing the pricing formula for Class 1 milk is in the spotlight for some lawmakers. So what's the update this week?
The issue this week is that the Senate's Dairy Subcommittee, which is part of the overall Senate Ag Committee, held a hearing asking dairy farmers and others in the industry, well, what needs to change regarding our pricing system? And of course, depending on who you ask, you get a variety of different answers. But I think the consensus is that particularly in the last year, the way that we price Class 1 milk has some deficits that need to be addressed. So that is something that the Senate and perhaps the House and certainly USDA are well aware of. And this hearing on Wednesday helped reinforce the idea that the system that we had prior to the last farm bill didn't result in some of the disparities that we saw last year, where we had a significant reduction in Class 1 revenue. Now, the good news is that USDA recognized the shortfalls, and that's why they are going to be rolling out a $350 million direct payment program to farmers here this fall and this winter, those most affected by the Class 1 downfall. There's some problems with that because of the payment limits they have, Bill, but at least there's some recognition and some money being applied to that situation. The longer-term issue is that we need to re-examine the formula for pricing the entire classified price system, but particularly Class 1, so that we can hopefully move beyond the types of disruptions that we saw last year. Now, granted, last year was really exceptional in a lot of ways, many of which were unfortunate. And the Class 1 milk pricing system is just one more evidence that as we move past the pandemic and its impacts, hopefully we could see a smoother sailing ahead.
One idea that's not expected to see smooth sailing is debating what's in the Democrats' spending plan. Really, the price tag, huh, Chris?
Well, at this point, that's still to be determined. What we are looking at is a $3.5 trillion budget bill. A lot of times here in Washington, it's called a reconciliation bill because it will be passed in all likelihood on a party line vote, but there's not necessarily full support even among Senate Democrats for spending at that level. Right now, it's got everything in there from funding community college to additional money for health care to things like climate mitigation. And there may be some positive things in there to help dairy in particular and livestock agriculture be compensated for taking additional steps to reducing the greenhouse gas impact of farming. But that's just one thing of many, many different elements in their bill. I think the biggest question now is really a political one, and that is, are there enough votes in the Senate, and even the House, to pass a bill of this magnitude, again, over $3 trillion? I think the smart money is that it won't be that much money, and that there will be some compromises made to try to pass something that's more slimmed down. We will know more about that here in the next couple weeks, because I think that the Senate and the House leadership do not want this to drag out further into the fall. So in all likelihood, we'll have more to talk about here in just a few weeks about what will actually be the final price tag for this very, very big bill.
Thanks for the update, Chris. That's Chris Galen, the Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation.
It is one of the programs available from the Agriculture Department to help livestock producers in the West and Great Plains mitigate the impacts of severe drought conditions.
The Emergency Livestock Assistance Program, called ELAP.
And Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack recently explained during a White House press briefing that through ELAP,
historically, we've always provided resources to farmers to be able to pay for the cost of hauling water to their facilities. If they had a situation with a drought and they needed to access additional water, there's a cost associated with that, and we helped to defer some of that expense.
Now, new adjustments at ELAP will also cover costs for the transport of feed for drought-impacted livestock that rely on grazing.
We know that these farmers, particularly in the western U.S., are going to be confronted with having to truck or rail feed from far distances, and that's going to be an incredibly increased cost to them. So we're going to use this emergency program to provide up to 60% of the additional costs that they're incurring above and beyond what they would normally incur for transportation expense. And for limited resource farmers, it could be as much as 90% of assistance and help.
Producers must have incurred feed transportation costs after January 1st of this year. Applications for payment under this provision of ELAP must be submitted to local FSA offices by no later than January 30th, 2022. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.